The whole project is predicted to cost us $1 million more than we originally anticipated. So effectively, following the tender process, we have a number of options. I suppose Leitrim County Council could first of all decide to cut a section from the overall project and reduce the overall project by, say, that particular money, over €1 million. Or alternatively, which in this case Leitrim County Council have done, is reapproach the department seeking an extra funding to in order to deliver the full project as set out. So in many cases, that is our hope that might happen. Leitrim County Council are prepared to commit another section of money, which is great. I think on the back of the budget this week, we see how committed Leitrim County Council are. And that's in partnership with the ratepayers of this county and the homeowners who contribute to the rates and the LPT. So it's great to see that Leitrim County Council are offering a further contribution to that project. We're hoping that the Department of Community and Rural Development will respond appropriately. So, but if they don't, the project is still going to go ahead full force. There's no doubt about that. But we'd like to complete the full project. We just get enough funding to complete the initial stages. We will do that and seek further funding down the road. So it's in the lap of the department now, and we're hoping that they will consider it on its overall package, that it would be good to see the full project completed when the contractor moves on site. So we wait to see, but I'd like to thank Leitrim County Council, in particular their capital section, who have submitted an excellent application in terms of the further funding of this. So hopefully we'll see what happens in the coming weeks.
And Drumshambo is a town at the minute that's very much a vibrant town, but at the same time, nothing beats jobs in an area to keep the local economy, to keep the wheels ticking over.
And this promises great opportunities for jobs. It'll obviously enhance the commercial availability of space in the town, and it produces a number of new innovative ideas with this project, such as a hat desk, such as a music recording studio. So, you know, really and truly, it is a very innovative and an excellent, and it has been recognised by that, by the department when they allocated the initial funding. And, you know, later on this month, we hope that the new Leitrim Enterprise Food Zone factory will be opened on the Dower Road. Production will hopefully take place before the end of this month, and that's a further enhancement of the town's prospects in terms of jobs. So it's good positive news, and we just need to continue with the momentum.